As part of federal health care reform, every state must have what is called a health insurance exchange. This is a clearinghouse of sorts where small employers and individuals can shop for health insurance and also determine whether they are eligible for tax rebates to help them pay for coverage. Lisa Kaplan Howe is with the advocacy group New Hampshire Voices for Health.
I've heard people compare it to Expedia or Travelocity, where you can go and do an apples-to-apples comparison of premiums and benefits, and for the first time have all the information laid out in one place to purchase what is best to suit your needs.
Kaplan Howe sees the exchange as an opportunity for people who cannot now afford health insurance to be able to buy it. Under the law, states must come up with a plan by January 1st of 2013. If New Hampshire chooses not to set up its own exchange, questions remain over how a federal exchange would be designed and how it would be run.
Why not control our own destiny?
Beth Roberts oversees Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare in New Hampshire.
What we need in New Hampshire is different than what another state in the nation needs. By defaulting to the federal exchange, we are allowing the federal government to come in and define what New Hampshire needs for us, rather than building an exchange at the state level that would allow us to define that.
For that reason, health insurers, the business community, and healthcare advocates support a state-based exchange. But New Hampshire lawmakers refuse the $1 million in federal grants to plan for one, and legislation that would create a state exchange has stalled. Instead, a bill that would cede that responsibility to Washington is gaining momentum in the House. Republican Representative Andrew Manouse of Derry sponsored the legislation.
They've put this faux state exchange in place to make states think that they'll have some control over their health care insurance, but it's just not true. The Health and Human Services Department of the federal government will control the state exchange just the same as a federal exchange.
Much is still unknown about how a health insurance exchange would work, but here's what we know so far. In order to sell through the exchange, insurance companies will need to create a health plan that meets criteria outlined in the federal law. These would include coverage for lab services and prescription drugs, for example. But much of the details have not yet been worked out. And says Beth Roberts of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, that means New Hampshire health insurers cannot move forward.
None of it's been defined by the federal government. So that's why we're left in this area of pause where we can't do anything to prepare for it because we don't know what it is.
Adding to the uncertainty is the fact that 26 states are suing the Obama administration, claiming that the Federal Affordable Care Act is unconstitutional. The case is slated to be heard by the U.S. Supreme Court next month. That's another reason, says Representative Andrew Manouse, that New Hampshire should wait.
At this point, it's certainly way too premature to be making this kind of rash move, implementing Obamacare in the state of New Hampshire. We don't even know if this law is going to be upheld by the court yet. Why don't we wait and see before we go and do all the work for the federal government?
Manouse contends that by ceding responsibility to the federal government, New Hampshire will avoid having to pay for a health insurance exchange. But the law requires that all exchanges be self-funded. A federal exchange would attach a fee to each health plan sold. The states could fund their exchange the same way. The full House is expected to vote on the measure to prevent the state from creating its own exchange early next month. The Senate is expected to take up the measure in April. For NHPR News, I'm Rachel Gottbaum.